cause I stay snapping. They fronted on me, I may back it. 600, I may back it. Baby, we ain't in the same bracket. They riding waves, this is Lake Placid. You wanna be high for this? Oh God, I'ma ride, I would die for this. Looking bad, oh, you mad cause I'm confident. Tell that can swallow my cockiness.
Steady on top, steady on top. Better believe, oh yeah. They keep praying on my fall, y'all better believe. Better believe. I'ma die on top. Better believe. I just watch my ops team up, y'all better believe. 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 Oh, yeah.
Audemars, Travis, cat this. Automatic, panic, ran, cinematic. Give me a mattress. Baby, download a nigga, Kravis seeds. Looking for the killer, murderer, that he is. Talking, got no assist. Jet lag, I'm in the city with it. Better believe, I'm gon' give me. Better believe, I spot a flea. Better believe when I say I can't see. Better, no better.
Steady on top, better believe,
oh yeah.
They keep praying on my fall, y'all better believe. I'ma die on top, better believe. I just watch my ops team up, y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, 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 y'all better believe.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Yes, that was Better Believe.
Oh, sorry, G.
No, it's okay. What are you doing?
Because I said sorry politely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So that was Better Believe by Belly featuring The Weeknd and Young Thug. I remember a time when, you know, because they had to say on the radio you had to play a certain percentage of Canadian music.
Yes.
And back in the day, it used to be the struggle bunny to find
good Canadian music. Absolutely.
And, you know, so shout out to Belly, shout out to The Weeknd, shout out to the Canadians, just like taking up the game. Like, it's
I'm
just
telling
like,
you.
We here.
Big time, big time.
So that's my tune. My affirmation / quote of the week this week actually came about because I had a couple of conversations these last few weeks, and there's been like a common theme that's been happening, and I guess a lot of people censoring the things that they do in their life because of what others may think,
mm-hmm.
or how others may make them look. And so this is a two-part, right? The first being, what you eat don't make me defecate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the polite way
of saying that. Okay.
Right? So don't worry about what they're doing. Don't worry, like, what you're doing in your life
is what you're doing.
Should not affect what goes
absolutely.
On in life. And in the words of RuPaul's mom, people been talking since the beginning of time. Unless they're paying your bills, pay them no mind.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, so don't worry about what they say. Because that don't pay your bills.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
That's okay? Right. Can't pay bills with opinions.
You sure can. You sure can. And everybody got opinions, but
that's
not everybody
right.
got rent money. So.
But hey, talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so September, I was on my Spotify, and there's a new slot, like 15 minutes or less. And it's Netflix Got Jokes has kind of like their podcasty thing. And so I'm going to find a couple of these Netflix Got Jokes to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're going to play Michelle Buteau, and she's going to talk about a joke about single people.
All right. 1 second. We are going to play that now.
This is in contrast to my dad jokes that were beloved.
You guys missed them? Okay, I guess that's a no. Rude.
I miss Gigi. I don't care. I know. You, sometimes Kaya. The jokes are crusty.
They're supposed to.
Oh, gosh.
They were supposed to be. Okay. I think I hear it in the background, though.
It's coming. I'm just fast forwarding it to where you'd like it. Where did you want it? No, it's the whole thing?
No, it's the whole. It's only 5 minutes.
Okay.
I was just like, fast forward.
Mistress's eyes. Sorry.
And they're like, oh, I want what you have. You like your partner. I'm like, you should. You should like your partner. And I love hooking people up, but I feel like my single friends never know what they want. Who's single here? Who's single? So many of y'all. Okay, you, Boo-Boo, what's your type?
I like somebody that I can really converse with.
You like somebody you can really converse with?
Yeah.
That's cute. And he said converse, so you know he reads a magazine. Like, really converse. Okay, so you want someone who's a little intellectual, yes? Okay, same page as you.
You know, I don't know if you ever dated a smart person. It's really hard to argue with them. They always win. So get someone not so smart.
But kind. What's your type, Bobo?
Smart, funny, tall.
Smart, funny, and tall. Okay. No, you got a list. I like it. I always feel bad when people say tall, though, because I'm like, short guys are great. Yes. See all them short men clapping? They amazing. They can't reach everything, but they don't have to. They reach the things they're supposed to. Don't sleep on that short bobo. Climb you like a ride at Busch Gardens now. Oh my God. I was about to say skinny people over here. I'm so sorry. All you bitches are skinny. Listen, single people. It sounds like I'm calling you to like board a Delta flight. Single people. Go down the sad aisle now, single people. No, that's great. Who's single? Yes, oh my God, so many bitches. What's your type? What? Thoughtful? Oh my God. You gotta get more specific. But I like that. Someone that could read. Yeah. What's your type?
Family-oriented.
No, family-oriented, like he already got kids? Because I'll hook you up. I will hook you up. At this point, you'll take it? That's what I'm talking about. Don't be picky. You'll fall in love. Don't be picky. You will fall in love. Real talk. But I think, like, the most specific you can get is amazing. You know what I mean? Specificity is everything, whether it's someone casual or someone, you know, for a very long time. You know, people are just out here, like, tall, with hair. It's like you guys sound like a character witness. Like, I don't get it. I'm just saying, think about who you don't mind getting in an argument with. You're gonna argue a lot. You know, think about who you don't mind being your last and or first phone call. They're gonna be at everything. Think about, you know, who you wanna put your face in their crotch. Like, you're gonna do that a lot. So much. Even when you're arguing, think about that. You know, like, who's gonna make you wanna feel like you're gonna be a better person? That is your type, really. And I don't know, you guys have a type, right? But you don't even realize that you are somebody else's type.
Hello.
Hello from the other side. Whoever. Yes, honey, you are somebody else's type. You don't even know that. Like, I realized way too late in life that I am an achievable Beyonce for government workers. Government workers named Lawrence, Dennis, Curtis, Otis, anything in the is, they love me. didn't go to a Veterans Day parade. My booty ain't safe. She is not safe. They looking at me like they want me to motorboat the PTSD off their face, and I'll do it because I'm a patriot. Thank you so much. Woo, thoughts and prayers. Thank you for your service. Thank you so much. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can make a government worker work a holiday. That's power, bitch. What you do. I'm just saying, you want to go to the post office with me in December, okay?
Watch Michelle Buteau. Welcome to Bootopia, only on Netflix.
Yeah, so that was a little segment from Michelle Buteau's stand-up. Pharaoh, your shushetting, you can still hear it.
We could still hear Pharaoh in the background. She asked a good question, who's single? And I raised my hand, I'm just saying, right. I don't know.
And
I raised my hand.
Oh, Susie's.
Yeah.
I'm dating, though.
Hey, you better date more than one at a time, too. I'm sorry.
What's happening?
Nothing.
What's happening? She's dating multiple people at the same time?
Yeah, you're supposed
to. That's what dating is supposed to be.
Oh, really?
You date one person at once? What kind of old thing is that?
Yeah, but the person you're dating might feel like this could be it. And
no, that's what you tell them in the beginning.
I'm dating multiple people?
Absolutely. Sorry.
No, that was a good sound for that.
Because we want y'all to know.
That's the made it more than you.
I got more than one.
You I know just what want you to know. Exactly. Yeah, but you're supposed to date more than one person. No, yeah, do you guys not agree with that?
No,
it's supposed to be multiple.
I feel like until you feel like you found the one, I think you should be dating around. I think you absolutely should. You should date multiple people. I don't think you should be giving everybody some.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
I definitely think that you should be dating a lot. And anyways, we know that Gina is a classy girl. Anyways, we know Gina is.
The only reason I was asking is just because in my youth, when I used to date her a lot, I was considered, a player gigolo-ish type person.
Like, yeah, not gigolo. Gigolo means something.
Yeah, that means something else.
Well, that's why I was confused. That's why I'm like, wait, where's the double standard? I thought there was a double standard there. No, so I understand.
Gigolo means money.
Were you telling them all you were dating?
Yeah, did they all know that you were dating somebody else?
Yeah, please.
Well, that's the thing. What do you mean? Like, I never committed to any of them. I didn't tell them. I said, we're hanging out. Okay, we're hanging out today.
But did Sheila know you were hanging out with Jenny? And did Jenny know you was hanging out with Freddie?
Okay, so that's what you guys are telling me. That's what you do.
I'm very open in my communication.
Same.
I've absolutely had conversations in terms of, okay, we are going to see where we go with this, if we vibe in like that. And until we have the exclusivity conversation, we're not exclusive.
Right.
And I very clearly had that conversation with them. And they actually, while I was in Toronto, I went on a date. And
okay.
I was just like, this is what it is. These are how many people I'm dating right now.
Right.
And we're going to see how it goes.
You said you're one of the people. This is how many people I'm dating.
Yeah, like you're one of.
You're one of.
X amount of. There's a certain threshold. Like, don't be going out there dating 10 people. That's a lot. That's a lot to manage. It's a lot.
It is.
Way too many options. And then you're going to try to if I could have a little bit of this from that person, that from this person. I think, two to three.
I think three
is the most number. Where I'm going to have to uphold conversation.
Right.
Get interested. Know the names of your parents. It's like, I mean, if I have to remember all this information, it can't be
exactly.
More than...
Exactly. You have to find someone who's also on the same page as you with that, too.
100%. I get it.
You can't be with someone, you're dating three people, and he is dating one. You know what I'm saying? That's feelings right for too. Them, right?
Now, the online dating and stuff like that you're doing, that is that purpose of it, right? So then you come off that side, you talk or whatever, and even in that, last week I was at three, I'm down to two right now, so that's what happens.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Because you're just like, you know what, we're not compatible, we want different things.
Exactly.
Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Bye, we did this.
It was fun.
Okay.
Bye.
No, see, I appreciate it. Okay, so my scenario is way different. I was just leaving left, right, and center.
I didn't know
it was all of that.
I know that's what you were talking about.
I didn't know. Because I'm like, now you guys are talking, I'm like, ooh, I did none of that. It seems like mad work. So you guys are.
It seems like mad work.
You guys are trying to build relationships with three or four people at the same time to figure out which one is going to stick.
No, you're not building relationships.
Please,
you're getting
something.
To know people.
That is what
that's what men do all the time.
You ain't lying.
You're not lying.
I didn't realize that that was happening.
Sometimes, I know you don't realize because you a good, faithful man, but I'm going to tell you something. That's what men is out here doing in the streets.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
They're little nasties.
That's
no, but y'all not. Where it goes, don't play it.
No, I'm just saying.
No, but they built all
Aries.
Whole other families. Forget dating other people.
Oh, yeah.
Whole other families. Like, which one do I want? Which family do I want to date?
Which child gets sneakers this month?
When I was younger. When I was younger, my grandmother used to like to watch Sally Jesse Raphael, and there was a lady on the show that said she recently found out that her husband was living a double life. She thought he was a pilot.
She thought he was a pilot.
A pilot. So he was out of the country finding the different places. This man had four different families, and they were Sally Jesse had rallied them all up and brought them on the show. She said, now, would you like to tell these people what you've been doing, sir? Let me tell you something. Men are crafty. Women, I'm going to tell you something. This is why I know. I don't care. See, men mess around and get caught. Women don't get caught. I think we're all out here doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that women don't get caught. See, women, they got the same boyfriend from when they was 15, straight through their marriage until they die.
Oh, my God.
See, but a man, he going to get him 15, 16 different women up the line and keep getting caught because he's so predictable, you know?
Yeah.
But see, this woman, she got the same 12 o'clock appointment from the time she was 15 till she was 80.
Oh, my God.
And nobody understood that this was the appointment, but she was going to see her man, child. But that's how it goes.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, we're all doing the same things, but we just do it differently.
All right.
But so back to Michelle's thing that I wanted to Michelle's stand up, and she was saying how and this is what I wanted to bring it back to too, is being deliberate with what you want, right, in that person. And so we're gonna do that back to back.
Sorry,
this is good. What I get when I come back. This is terrible. I gotta go on break sometimes.
At least you got sound effects, girl. Right? And they come at on point.
It happens to be the weekend playing at that time. All right, so I'm going to let you finish your point, and then we're going to get into the business zone.
Yes, so just to be intentional with what you want. And then don't settle, and two, don't act like what the other person is saying is what they want is what you are, too. Because the amount of representatives out here, and I'm talking about you two, you out here being a representative, talking about how you want to cook clean and take care of and be barefoot in the kitchen when you know that's not what you want, and you're just doing
about
trying to get the dude.
Yes.
So be intentional with what it is that you want out of a relationship.
Yeah.
And when you do that, the universe shall hear you and they shall come.
Yes. Amen. And on that note,
I love that.
Let's get into the business show.
Hey, I'm Nani. Welcome to the OFC business zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Business Zone, where we bring you that melanated excellence. Guys, there's a lot going on in the world business-wise. There's a lot of development. There's some ups and there's some downs, but more ups, I like to say. Hold on. Microphone check. Is our guest on the line?
Hello.
I'm not sure if she's there, but while we're getting her on. Okay, cool. Hello. I want to give a huge shout out. So I have.
Alicia, one sec.
I have. Oh, we're hearing her through there, but not through the thing.
One moment, girl.
So basically, we have businesses that come to the OFC regularly for all kind of different things. They're either starting their business, they're at a point where they feel their business is plateaued and they need some help to get to the next point. They are at a point where they just have an idea and they're trying to figure out how to make the thing work, right? We're super blessed to be surrounded by tons of different business coaches, advisors, mentors, grant writers. And what we are blessed with today is having the one and only Tanisha Valiant with us right now. Tanisha Valiant is pretty much everything I just said in a nutshell. She is a grant writer. She is a business plan writer. She is a mentor. She is a coach. An advisor. You can just call her if you have a question. She is basically if you're in business, she's probably one of the best people to know, whether it be a brand new business or whether it be a business in development, like I said, or you're at a plateau and you're looking to expand. Because the one, like, just to tell you, so we recently, you know, Tanisha has recently taken that leap of faith in order of just getting, like, taking that jump from her regular 9 to 5, and now she's running her business solely full time, and it's exceptional. And I'm super excited to say now, Tanisha, we've recently brought her on as the strategic planner for the OFC. So we're in a process right now where we're revamping the OFC. We're doing tons of, like, you know, research assessments to figure out, okay, this is where we're at the OFC, and then what's necessary to bring the OFC to the next point. And Tanisha's company is going to be doing that for us.
Yeah.
Oh, Tanisha!
Wow. Introduction.
It's easy with you, Tanisha. It's easy, girl.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Best energy online.
Mm-hmm, good.
On peace, queen. Peace.
So T, I was basically just before we dive in, I was letting people know a little bit about I was sharing some of the good news real quick, but I want to give you an opportunity to just reintroduce yourself if you want, and then share some of the good news that that's going on with you and your organization, or your company, I should say. So.
Yes, sure. So hi everyone. Pharaoh did a great job at introducing me. Thank you, Pharaoh. I'm honored.
My pleasure.
For that introduction. So yes, I am a small business owner. I am a business consultant, strategic planner, and business plan writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to help people who are looking to start their business or who want to grow their business to make strides, to set goals, and then find strategies and an action plan to actually get them there. Mm. So whether it means raising funds through, you know, the bank, or through grants, or even just through setting a sales strategy.
Gotcha.
I love helping people.
Tisha, and you're doing an exceptional job. We're so happy to have you on, and just happy to have you in the community, because it's like you're a person that you give 110, and it's not even just business. Like, for those who don't know you, they should check you out online, Tanisha Valiant, or I don't know if you have another website you want to plug, but the point is just seeing the work you've done in community in terms of volunteering in Burgundy and the stuff that you're doing out there. And that's, like, you know, when we were working together with at the BCR and the work that you're doing there in terms of just community and just watching your developments, as a young woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a entrepreneur and business owner, it's really awesome to see. And sister, you deserve all the flowers that you're getting, and I'm really, really glad to just see your evolution.
I really appreciate that. And I will say this, my growth as an entrepreneur has been based really on what you just said, that kind of selfless desire to help people. And as business owners, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You make strides in your business, not when you just want to cut yourself a check, but when you actually want to solve a problem or make someone's life easier. Mm-hmm. That's how you succeed as a business. You know, it's not about you and it's about making employment for you. Rather, it's about what can I do to make this target market's life easier, or this group's easier, or this community's life better.
See, you said it. So now I want us to do two things while we're on here real quick. So first, you're on. We're going to talk a little bit about an event we have coming up next week. But then before we go, I would like for you to maybe share one or two quick little business tips that you could give to people, that could benefit them, help them to do something. I don't know. Putting you on the spot real quick. So basically, I'm super excited because, as you guys know, the OFC, we're a social economy enterprise. So we're technically a nonprofit organization. We do our own initiatives. We do what we can to generate revenue to continue to support community. And it was really awesome to connect with Tanisha and brainstorm some things we could do. And we always want to make sure we're just adding value to the community. We want to make sure that our members feel the advantage of being as a part of the OFC community, but not just our members. There's a lot of information that's available that we want to make sure that comes out. So we were discussing. We said, you know what people need right now is help with their business in terms of bringing it, just generating more revenue, helping them to get more sales. Like at the end of the day, right now, we're in a situation where, let's be honest, like things are just getting a little bit tight financially. People need to start thinking creatively. So we're putting together an amazing, amazing workshop. So Tanisha, you want to talk a little bit about the workshop and then we'll go a little more.
Yes, I do. So first of all, I want to come back to what you were saying. The OFC is a phenomenal organization. When I started out consulting, I got my first client in the OFC in the WhatsApp group chat. Okay, this is an organization of entrepreneurs and just members of the community that want to see money generated amongst the community. Mm-hmm. And so this event is not only to really help entrepreneurs increase their bottom line, make some sales in the next 6 months before the close of 2021. But it's also to give back to the OFC, who has always had our back as entrepreneurs, as a community. So this event is all about giving tips to entrepreneurs on how to make sales. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all that other stuff, that's good and dandy, but we as entrepreneurs, sometimes we struggle with sales, and so this workshop is about tips to drive sales. We have myself speaking about how to drive sales on social media. We have Ken, a business coach, talking about how to use networking to drive sales. And then we have Preston, someone who is on the digital space, web design, talking about how you can optimize your presence online to drive sales. Mm-hmm. We have a 20-minute spot each. We're not about talking and, you know, going into the non-action. It's about tips. How can you leave the workshop today and start taking action to growing your sales exponentially? Mm-hmm. So this workshop is twofold. You're going to grow your business and you're going to grow the community that cares about you growing your business, the OFC. Mm-hmm. You have to come out. You have to support. And if you can't make it, you can donate. Let's get together and grow ourselves and grow our community. We love you, the OFC, and this is for you guys.
Thank you so much, Tanisha. This is so exceptional. So now I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to host it in person. It's in the same place where we broadcast our radio show from. So it'll be upstairs here, third floor at the pub. Spaces are very, very limited. Obviously, we could only have a handful of people in the space, right? So, but you definitely want to get in contact with us. It's going to be available on our website, so you'll be able to check it out on there. So it's going to be ofccommunity.com, as well as just, you can get in contact with us through all our regular platforms. The easiest is always through phone. People call us or text us and message us all the time. So it's 514-651-4545. Again, that's 514-651-4545. And tickets are going to be $20.
And all the sales, all of the money is going straight to the OFC to fund programs that benefit all of our entrepreneurs. Just to reiterate that.
Thank you, sister. Yeah, and definitely, it is really like we're grateful for, you know, just in being in the position that we're in to be able to help the community, be able to help the business owners. Like, even, I know, like, I don't want to go off topic, but just helping the community, especially right now when we have such a weird divide between people who are unvaccinated looking for support, people who are vaccinated but want to be allies to those who are vaccinated. It's important to just have a space where we could come together as a people. So I'm glad that the OFC is able to do that for us.
Beautiful.
So, you know, so with that being said, again,
good tips.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the first tip I would say, business owners, set a goal financially.
Mm-hmm.
A realistic financial goal that you can set and try to achieve monthly. Mm. It amazes me how many times I sit with entrepreneurs in a strategy session, in a sales session, and I say, well, what are you trying to make every month?
Mm.
And I don't know.
Well,
what does success look like for you? And so my number one advice is setting that goal, a realistic goal. I mean, you know, and if you say, well, how do I do that? Well, you look at your numbers in the past. What was your best month? Maybe challenging yourself and saying, okay, I want to have the next month be that, match my best month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next month, I want to increase by 10%. and then 20%, and then 30%, and then 40%. And what you find yourself doing is actually finding more realistic ways to actually get that sale. And it doesn't feel as overwhelming as when you're just saying, oh, I want to be rich. You know, I want to be successful.
Yeah.
Set a goal. Because then when you know, okay, I need to sell 10 t-shirts, that's less overwhelming than just saying, I need to make money. I need to make money. I need to make sales.
Well said.
Yep, and it actually goes with visualization as well. Helps you to visualize when you're able to just clearly have a clear picture in your head. Okay, I need to sell 10 shirts. It's really easier to make it happen when you can see it in your head.
Exactly, really. And then the second thing I would say is look around your community, especially before it gets cold and winter, and even when it is cold. Look for opportunities at local community events for you to set up a kiosk. Pop up in front of people. This weekend on the 11th, the Little Burgundy is having the Little Burgundy Fest.
Okay.
Do you know how much they were selling kiosks for?
No,
how like much? $35, $50. Oh, wow. $50.
Super cheap. Okay.
You're going to pay $50. You're going to set up. You're going to have your 10 t-shirts and probably sell in that one day.
Wow. No, but that's really cool. I didn't know it's so cheap. That's awesome. That's awesome. Actually, West Can had a pop-up shop the other day, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, just somebody rented out West Can and hosted a pop-up shop too, actually. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was my next part. Tip 2.B, you don't see an opportunity to host a pop-up, create your own pop-up. Knock on the doors of businesses on St. Catherine who are having a hard time because they're masked, vaccinated, no vaccinated. Hey, can I rent a space? Can I pay you some cash to pop up at your store?
What's that? Nice.
Create opportunities to be seen by your target market.
Thank you, T. That's some free advice for you guys out there. So plan, and if you need any help, call Tanisha. That's basic.
I give my first 15 minutes is free, and you'd be surprised. Sometimes people just need that, and they're like, "Thank you."
That's really it. You're absolutely right. So, and actually, can you give your handles one time so people could know how to get in contact with you if they have questions?
Yes, so on Facebook and Instagram, it is at TAC Solutions Now.
Can you repeat it one more time? It's very simple.
At TAC Solutions Now.
Just TAC Solutions Now.
Yeah.
I love it. Tanisha, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to next week. It's going to be an exceptional time. We're going to be putting it out there so the community can see it. We'll plug it on the Empower Hour page. We're going to be circulating a little flyer as well where people will be able to see the information. So we'll put it on the Empower Hour page as soon as it's ready. So you guys continue to follow, continue to support. Thank you for your encouragement. And Tanisha, again, thank you for being on with us this morning. And thank you for everything that you're doing for the community and helping us to evolve and get our businesses just making more money.
Thank you, Farah. It's been made possible by people and communities like you. So thank you.
Keep up the amazing work. So we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Bye.
That was some great advice. She says her first 15 is free. Everybody got some free stuff right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They better use it. All right.
Yeah, she's very bright.
She sure is.
She's a very bright girl. And anything that she touches works. So
I love that. Yeah.
I love that, too.
I love that. All right, we're going to jump into the community updates.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. All right. Oh, scratch me now. So, actually, in terms of updates, let me see. Hold on. I was trying to coordinate.
Community updates.
I'll do one while you're waiting.
Yeah, please
this,
do.
This was last week he was here, but it is the Big Wheel Comedy Birthday Comedy Special where you have to BYOB on September 18th, 2021 at 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. This is at the Centre All Ball, 2142 Route Trans Canadienne in Dorval, Quebec. And you can also call Big Wheel to get your tickets at 514-434-4426. He's turning 19 years old, as we all know. What's next?
Well, I'll just go ahead and mention what I was going to mention while Pharaoh looks that up. But voting, guys, that's coming up. I felt it was a little quick, though, because, like, all of a sudden, you know, we have a federal, a Canadian federal election on Monday, September 20th,
right.
2021. I felt it was a little short notice, and I heard about it before getting the card, and I heard about it, like, in August.
Right.
So I found that a little weird. Maybe I'm really not plugged in, but to that point, I'm a strong, especially in the last couple of years, because I've gotten more involved with voting with purpose, not just because of, like, oh, well, this is what my mother or, you know, my family votes, and they just tell you, go vote this.
Right.
Now that I'm an adult, take some adult decisions.
Right. Right.
And,
I hear you.
And make a conscious decision on who to vote for. So you can find a list of eligible parties and their stances. There is a link that I put in the run sheet that we can put up for you, but ctvnews.ca does have pretty much all their stances on the different points. So, I mean, if you want to vote, if you want to make an educated vote, you can go online and see their stances on climate change and energy, economic recovery and jobs, healthcare, Indigenous reconciliation, which, by the way, they officially put September 30th is a federal holiday now for the Indigenous people.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I just want to mention that.
Who said that? All of them? All the parties or just one?
Oh, what? About the September holiday? 30th? No, that was put into play in April, I believe. It was indoctrinated and official that September 30th is Indigenous Day. Yes, I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I had a question about it, but I was like, you know what? I'll just let it go. Okay, I'll ask the question. Just because I'm wondering, like, do the Indigenous people, like, did they ask for that? Like, they're like, we want a day? Like, who comes up with these things? Like, who, why? Like,
well, you know, you can.
How about you just give them their land? Why don't you give them some bread? Like, who cares about a day?
I
like,
agree with that.
What you mean, give them some land? All this land belong to them.
That's what I mean. Get off of it. Like, just. Okay, sorry. I'm
just the way you said that. Get off of it.
They don't want no party. Listen, I'm going to tell you what they want. Dr. Mateo.
We're waiting for it.
We want reparations.
Yeah, I'm right? saying. Yeah, we want our bread back.
Once you cut a check.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but I said it.
Again, check. So just very quickly, infrastructure and housing, pandemic preparedness, student and education, public safety, national security, LGBTQ and reproductive rights, parental support, anti-racism and inclusion, parliament and ethics, as well as global affairs. So you'll find all their stances on that. Oh, border and immigration as well. So
now they're talking about vaccinated, unvaccinated, freedom,
yes,
rights.
That goes into the pandemic preparedness, and it also I think they speak about it as well in global affairs. So a lot to read there, and very little time. So get to reading and make your decisions.
Perfect. If you have time to waste, because I also feel waste. Voting right now is a complete waste of time.
Let it be known that the opinions of her are not those of...
Yeah, no, I'm going to say it.
That's fine.
Thanks. No. It's very important that we understand these are not these are not from CKUT, okay? This is my own personal opinion. First of all, if I were to vote, I would just vote Ballarama.
That is a different vote.
Oh, that's municipal. Sorry, you're right.
I'm going to say that after. So the federal government, the Canadian federal government is on the 20th, and we've spoken about this on the show before as well. How there are different factions of how you need to vote, and how it affects you differently. Yes, the federal vote does affect us differently, Canada wide. What affects us more closely for us Montrealers, and specifically for those on the island of Montreal, because this is a municipal vote that is coming on November 7th. Just because we're talking about votes, actually it's 2022. I thought it was 2023, but the provincial vote will be October 2022 or sooner.
Wow.
they can call it up sooner. But I wanted to put those dates out there because go get your information, go validate what you need. But it's important to vote at all levels, but all levels affect you differently. So get informed.
I like that. I like that.
Jim. All right. Farrell, did you have anything to plug before we jump into our second musical break?
No, just that I think voting doesn't make any sense because I don't think anybody's looking out for us these days. And the government keeps lying to us. So, yeah, they tell us to go vote because, you know, your vote matters and it's going to make a difference. But really, does it really make a difference? Because we bring in all the same people who don't give a shit about our lives. And then we complain and then we're like, next time we're going to vote somebody else in. And then the same thing happens. But hey, right now, as we're all being discriminated against, our laws are being disrespected, our lives are being disrespected, our rights are being pummeled, and the government is doing this according to the law, I think it would be really cool to have a silent protest and nobody votes. But that's just me. And aside from that, no, let's just get into the music. Run the rhythm, Selecta.
Jaro Hamid Freeman,
Gina the Great,
Kaya,
and Miss Trish. And you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Blessings, kings and queens, I am in. This is the second half. My turn now. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all the social medias at DJ Bobby Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And what we doing right now?
Mash up party.
party. Mash up party. We don't care about them drink. Tell them this is my drink. Long time we drinking. Tell them this is my drink. Took your on the fencing. Tell them this is my drink. Mash up every damn drink. Tell them this is
my
drink. For the pet, for the mass room and the carnival. Aligning hard with my head, but that is my canal. You see me do the same. Don't need to call the name. Cause inside the
last time that I checked, we just mash up all fit. Last time that I checked, whole party in sweat. Last time that I checked, everybody in sweat.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
We don't like violence. We don't have no gun and no blade. We don't party in
sweat.
Like we don't pay. Don't have no pride and no shame. I don't care who calling me.
Yeah. So what's going on, y'all?
We're good. We're waiting for this week's entertainment. We are totally waiting. What is going on in the entertainment world, in Hollywood, and all that good old stuff, Papaya?
Listen, it's tea. I was supposed to get this to y'all last week, but it came out after we did the show. But apparently Lil Nas X is pregnant.
Right, we saw.
Yeah.
Well, I saw at least. Well, congratulations.
I saw that picture. What was that?
Yeah. So
I'm not sure what it was. Can you elaborate, please?
That's media. That's what you do.
Yeah. Anyways, right now we know Lil Nas X, I don't know. We know that he is in the media right now just trying to get a rise out of the people. I feel like more than just pushing the limits. Like I said before, I told you guys, I feel like it's all a stunt. Like this boy might not even, I don't even believe that he stands under the rainbow. So I just feel like something else is going on here. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's all publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of people are having a little bit of a problem with how that is playing out in social media right now, because there's some people who are for the LGBTQ community and respect them very much. And I don't think that they really want to have to censor their children, but the children are a little bit confused after seeing Lil Nas X with a belly.
Right.
And so even some of their feathers were ruffled, and it's some questions that are being asked right now about how far is too far.
Right.
He has come out again saying he's not here to raise y'all kids.
Okay.
So I think that sets a tone for what we, you know, what we got going on out here in the media right now. And I want to stress this. Get in your children's business,
mm-hmm.
figure out what they see and what they looking at, and censor it.
I agree.
Because obviously, you know, there's some artists that don't know what is too much, and your children are watching them.
Yeah.
So it's just messed up that, you know, everyone's going to say that it's homophobic if you say that it's not good for him to be walking around with
right.
his belly on,
right.
but it is confusing. It's
of
confusing.
Course.
So,
yep.
I don't know, but Lil Nas X is pregnant.
I saw
which
that.
I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I am just a samesies, like Gina would say. Samesies. That's it. That's how I'm going to keep that.
I saw Abba and Preach talk about something similar to this. I encourage people to go check him out. Abba and Preach, I have all kind of cool things, but it was something similar where it's just like we support the LGBT community, but there's times where it's just, it creates a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it was a trans woman or like, a man who identifies as a woman went into a changing room of a spa and showing his penis. And there's little girls in there. So then it's like it traumatizes these children who are, and the parents, and but then the manager is like, well, he's identifying as a woman, but it's like, yeah, but he's flinging his penis around in here.
Right.
I got my little kids in here. What are you guys talking? So it becomes a weird,
yes.
like, it's like, we understand, but it's like, Where's the line? Like, where is it? Yeah. You know, but anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so and how do I explain that? So, yeah, so, yeah, anyways, we need, I think we just need to start doing some censoring of our own because we can't leave it up to other people to make these decisions for us. Otherwise, we'll never have rest in our own homes.
Agreed.
So it's important. On another note, gosh. I don't know. I feel like I hate going from good to bad, bad to good. I don't know. I'm just something like, I want to talk about this stuff. Okay, so actor Michael K. Williams was found dead in his New York apartment, as we mentioned earlier. But we're having some talks about this drug that's coming up, fentanyl, and we are having a big problem. Not just him, but Little Duval made a statement recently saying how comedian Fuquan Johnson is among three dead from a cocaine-laced fentanyl overdose. Wow. So it's actually what... spin that around, it's actually a fentanyl laced cocaine overdose because the cocaine was laced with fentanyl. And the smallest little amount of it is a lethal dose, so even if you bought a whole bunch of it and mixed it up, people are going to die. There's going to be fatalities. But not only him, but LA model, they say a model and comedian Kate Quigley, she's also in critical condition. She didn't die, but she's in critical condition. They were all hanging out, I guess, and they all sniffed some. And
jeez.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they're saying that the users don't know.
Right. They don't like, that it's laced with fentanyl. That's the problem. Where you go to get one thing.
And then you get another.
Yep.
Wow. No, but you get a cocktail.
Because it makes it cheaper. It's cheaper to make that way.
Okay.
And it, no, and it makes them come more. It makes them come more.
So it's
if you get a dose
highly
that doesn't...
addictive.
Right, yes. Highly jeez addictive. Louise. But sometimes people don't understand or know how to cut the dose. And right, so they'll overdose someone. So jeez, this is what's happening out there these days. Ooh. Also, just on that same note, because there's actually been a rise in prescription drugs that are on the street that are actually laced with fentanyl, and there's a lot of like deaths on the streets right now.
No, the fentanyl is a painkiller.
Exactly.
Right.
So fentanyl
absolutely
is that's something that's supposed to be administered
by nurses
regularly.
Yeah.
Right. Regulated and
on a patch. And they said they usually present it on a patch, right? You
yeah
stick the patch
that's
to you and it
it
takes the pain away.
That's it.
Right. So yeah, wow, so we got some things going on. So Little Duval's message is like, pretty much everybody that I know that died swore that their connect was legit. Well, leave them pills and coke alone. It's all stepped on and you gonna die.
Wow.
And you know what, and I feel like that's facts right now. So I feel
it's not
like
worth the risk.
Yeah, it's
it
not
really
worth the risk.
Is
keep
not
keep your nose clean and just, you know, just
smoke piff.
Yeah, smoke some reefer.
Thanks. Yeah, but people be listening. I mean, you grow in and do what you got to do because people lace that too.
Yeah, well, we don't. We definitely don't want. We definitely don't want that. But we also know we playing with those things a little less right now because we like reefer.
Yeah, and so we've been rolling our own whiffs these days. Nowadays, there's constant abundance. Who's sharing crime? Like, come on. Like, yeah, you roll your own pair. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so 50 Cent got some backlash about saying some things about Michael K. Williams. And, you know, anyways, he just doesn't.
Already?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it didn't take long. It was not even a day,
yeah,
right,
he said, yeah, he said, damn, if you ain't see Raising Canaan, he's like, check it out. That fentanyl's no joke. Killing the clientele. R.I.P. Michael K. Williams. Mm-hmm. Bad.
I hear you. I hear
distasteful a little bit.
Yeah,
like I hear your
very
message,
very distasteful.
Your delivery. Very gross.
Well, not the time.
Never
sometime
for that. Like,
for sure.
What are you doing?
Well, the industry right kind of bashed them for that, and Michael K. Williams, some fans, whatever, and he was came for 50, and he's like pretty much like, don't try and understand me. I love different, whatever. I'm not with the fake love.
Mm.
But.
So he's unapologetic as usual.
As usual.
Yeah.
We do know that Michael K. Williams did pass away of an overdose. They did find drug paraphernalia in the house.
Yeah.
So yeah, peace to that man's family, to his children, and a shout out to them. And we're sorry that it happened like that, but this is the example, and sometimes we need those people like 50 Cent to say those things. We need people to understand the harsh part of it. Listen, you can go and do that and die. Look how people are going to talk about you. Come on, man. Mm. Fix your face. Straighten up. And that's what time it is. Time to straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know how much longer I have, but in... Yeah, okay. So Yandy renewed her vows and actually did the whole marriage thing. And
like,
she,
you
and
mean
she
got married for
yeah
real.
She got married for real,
for real
this time. And she actually sent in the papers. So shout out to Yandy. Go ahead, Mendices, you got her.
Cue cutter.
No, he got a prize here. Yes, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we didn't forget what he said.
He's not. Much,
we didn't forget.
No, he apologized and he tried to fix it. If you watch the last couple of shows, they took everybody away. They did all kinds. It was nice. Mm-hmm. Zendaya is actually studying to be a director. She said she will only cast black leads.
Ooh,
come on through,
I
Zendaya.
Love it.
Quick birthday shout out to Lorenz Tate. Happy 46th birthday, King.
Ooh, he don't age too,
at
right?
all. He don't age at all.
He looks so good. And I never liked him when we were younger, but he looks good now. I won't tell you. Oh, and I just wanted to say this because I don't think that the rappers get enough love for this type of stuff. But Kodak Black donates $20,000 to the 2-year-old daughter of a cop who died from COVID. He also went and dropped off several thousands of dollars worth of air conditioners in a in a housing complex, and anyways, he's getting a little backlash from it because they were like he caused a big disturbance coming in. But we want to just thank him for all of his charity, and big shout out to Drake with Certified Lover Boy, Kanye West with Donda, and the Kendrick Lamar album. I don't even know the name of it, but I think it's the Kendrick Lamar album. Mm-hmm. Ciao. Fire, and even more fire.
Yeah, so. I didn't listen to Kendrick. I started listening to Kanye's.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought of the first track?
I didn't listen to anything.
Yeah, okay.
I listened to snippets, but I read the reviews. They say fire.
Yeah, well, so because it starts where, because the song called like Donda, the album Donda.
Okay.
So I'm listening today in the car with my son, and we're like, yo. Because it's just going down. And then I was like, you don't hear the shark?
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, shoot. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I think that's what it is. I was like, yeah. Me and Kanye are like this. You know what I mean? Like, I hear him. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I watched the clip of somebody playing it and was like, oh, my God. Yeah, right?
Because, if you just listen to your face value, it just sounds like he's going da-da-da-da-da. Right?
See? Yeah, the depiction that they used actually was Kendrick Lamar being a great big shark.
Right.
Oh.
And then Kanye being a smaller shark. And then Drake swimming for his life.
Wow, let me see
to
that.
To the top.
Man,
I heard differently. I heard the album One Knit.
Which one?
I heard Kanye's.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm not finished. I'll tell you guys by next week.
Yeah.
I'm not finished. I'll listen to it in the car and head back to the base.
I got to listen to it, too.
And I heard that what was released didn't have Jay's part on it, didn't have a bunch of people who were supposed to be on it.
Right. Yeah. Like Jay-Z?
He said that they prematurely dropped the album, that the record label prematurely dropped it without his permission. However, they're saying that that is absolutely not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that he's trying to kind of blame them for why he snatched a lot of people from the record.
And I don't know how he's saying that when he did that to when he put out everybody else's album, they were short albums.
Yes.
So how are they doing that to you all of a sudden? You're on your stuff. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We got a few minutes left. We're just going to do this very quickly. Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for coffee conversations. All right, y'all. So, coffee conversations, we're going to end it quickly. So, I want to know from you guys. I'm going to turn that down. I'm sorry. I want to know from you guys some of the sayings that your parents said to you that stuck with you, that actually elevated you, that leveled you up in a sense, that you always remembered. For me, it was my mom always told us to dress up and show up no matter what is happening in your life. Nobody should know how much money you got in your bank account. Nobody should know how depressed you're feeling. Dress up and show up at all times. So from you guys, before we go, I would like to know what some of the things that your parents said to you in your life that kept you grounded, elevated, and it sticks with you on a daily basis or a frequent basis.
Wow, that's not a quick one. And let me see.
We only got 3 minutes.
I know.
Well, I'll jump in. And it wasn't in so many words, but my dad told me one time about when I was dating somebody, and he just basically said, the person will puts in the time that they need for the people that they care about. And so ultimately speaking, if they're not doing what they need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
it's because they don't care enough. So you got to just drop them.
Understood. All right.
And that's not just for your boyfriend. That's for life.
Life. All right. Kaya, Farrow. No, it doesn't matter who.
Yeah. For me, it was, it's funny. It's like it was spirit of reward, spoiled the child.
Okay.
It's funny, but it's like, because I, I'm good with I love children. I have enough children around me all the time. But I keep that as a like a as a parent, as a father, like I have a certain responsibility to raise my children in a certain way. So it's like I, you know, I live by that. And I like, you don't have to be my friend right now, but I'm going to raise you. I'm going to make sure that you, right. you know, you stand on your own. You could do your thing. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So that I credit my mom for that.
All right. And Kaya?
Yeah. Well, so we got a couple, but my dad used to say, once the job has begun, never leave it till it's done. Mm. Whether task great or small, do it well or not at all. And so we would start. He would say, y'all clean up. He said, we're tired. We started and do a half-ass job. And he would come in and say, once the task has begun, never leave it till it's done.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.